From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Brock here, August 9th. Five stories from across the leagues. Straight ahead. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, McKenna vows middleweight domination as heir to Golovkin and Canelo. Aaron McKenna beat Etnosa Oliha in Dublin on Saturday to become the new IBF middleweight world champion. The Irishman is determined to clean up this mess of a division. McKenna declared, "I think I'm going to be the man to take it over." New world champion Aaron McKenna is just getting started. He secured the IBF middleweight title with a victory over Etnosa Oliha on memorable night at the Three Arena in Dublin. Now he wants to take on the mantle of Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin by dominating the middleweight division. Next, second from BBC Sport Football. Who am I? Guess Premier League star No 20. So there's this game called Who Am I, and it's pretty simple. Each day, a new Premier League footballer is featured, and you try to guess who it is. The twist is, you get new clues after each wrong guess. The goal is to guess correctly in as few attempts as possible. If you can get it right in 3 attempts, that's a good score. 4 or 5 attempts is still really good. The game is set up by Huzaifa Khan from BBC Sport, and it's a daily thing, so you can come back tomorrow and play again. Up next, third from BBC Sport Football, new season, new boss. Will Alexander-Arnold be key figure at Real Madrid? Trent Alexander-Arnold is entering his second season at Real Madrid under new boss Jose Mourinho. Despite huge expectations when he signed, his first season was disrupted by injuries and the difficulty of adapting to a new league and environment. He featured in 35 of Real's 62 matches, but wasn't first choice, starting 27 times as he shared the right-back role with Dani Carvajal. However, Alexander-Arnold has shown encouraging signs during preseason under Mourinho, who has been impressed by his performances and values. The Portuguese manager views Alexander-Arnold as a versatile player who can influence games through his passing range, crossing ability, and experience in managing high-pressure moments. With the arrival of Denzel Dumfries from Inter Milan, Alexander-Arnold faces increased competition for a starting place. But Mourinho has already shown a willingness to play both players together, highlighting the tactical flexibility he may want from Alexander-Arnold. This season will be crucial for Alexander-Arnold, who needs to establish himself as a key figure at Real Madrid and force his way back into Thomas Tuchel's England plans. Consistency will be the key, and with Mourinho's guidance, he may finally reach the heights many expected when he signed with the club. And then, fourth, from Sky Sports. True Love seeks pre-Maurice de Geest crown at Deauville. True Love heads the markets for the 2026 renewal of the pre-Maurice de Geest. Live on Sky Sports Racing at 3:40 p.m. 3:40 Deauville. True Love headlines strong field of 12 in pre-Maurice de Geest. Today's feature on Sky Sports Racing takes us to Deauville, where True Love headlines this afternoon's Group 1 pre-Maurice de Geest. The 1,000 guineas winner was narrowly touched off at the track in last month's Prix Jean Prat over a mile, with Jersey Stakes winner, the Secret Adversary, taking out the honors that day. Next, fifth from PFT Alt, Ty Simpson will play in the preseason. No decision has been made about Stetson Bennett playing. Ty Simpson's preseason status is locked in. He'll definitely be playing in the Rams' first preseason game. That's not the case for Stetson Bennett, though. Coach Sean McVay hasn't made a decision on whether the veteran quarterback will suit up. If Bennett sits, Ty Simpson and Matthew Caldwell will split the 12 preseason quarters. Bennett's been a fourth-round pick since 2023, still waiting for his first regular season snap with the Rams. The Rams will be watching Simpson closely, as his preseason performance will likely influence who becomes Matthew Stafford's number 2 quarterback. Up next, sixth. From MMA Fighting, UFC Vegas 120 post-fight show, reaction to Quillen Salkild's eye-opening destruction of Mateus Gamrot. Quillen Salkild made a huge statement in the lightweight division with a first-round submission of Mateus Gamrot. What's even more impressive is how Salkild took down one of the division's best grapplers. He controlled Gamrot on the ground, worked his way to a tight armbar, and finished the fight. Salkild is calling for a top-5 opponent next, and he might just get it. The question is, who will it be? The realistic options are there, but Salkild's name is already being thrown around for bigger fights. If he had called out Usman Nurmagomedov, the PFL champ and newest free agent, it could have been a game changer. But for now, Salkild's focus is on the next opponent in line. Diego Ferreira also made a statement in the co-main event, taking down Billy Quarantillo with a third-round TKO. Ferreira's win keeps him in the mix for a title shot, and he's got his eyes set on the top contenders. Meanwhile, Alexia Tainara continues to rise up the strawweight ranks with a win over Amanda Lemos. The UFC 330 event is just around the corner, and the main card is looking stacked. With Salkild's win, he's definitely got a spot in the conversation for a top five opponent. We'll have to see who he gets next, but one thing's for sure, he's making a name for himself in the lightweight division. And then, seventh from PFT Alt. Kyle Shanahan has no concern about Nick Bosa's missed practice time for soreness. So Nick Bosa's been missing practice with some soreness, which is understandable given his history with a torn ACL. Coach Kyle Shanahan says he's not concerned, though, and that Bosa was doing well before the soreness set in. They're just waiting for it to clear up, and then they'll figure out what caused it. It's worth noting that Shanahan did leave the door open for the possibility that something might be going on, even if it's not a major setback. They'll evaluate the situation and see what's going on. The 49ers have been dealing with a bunch of injuries since camp started, so it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Once the games start, it's likely that the injury issues will only get worse. Shanahan seems to be taking a cautious approach with Bosa, which makes sense given how important he is to the team. They'll probably take their time and make sure he's good to go before putting him back out on the field. It's just something to monitor as the season gets closer. The 49ers need to get healthy and stay that way if they want to make a deep run. Next, eighth from MMA Fighting. Quillen Salkild is a monster. Pros react to shocking UFC Vegas 120 submission. You won't believe the finish Quillen Salkild pulled off on Mateos Gamrot in the main event at UFC Vegas 120. Salkild stifled Gamrot's grappling attempts before catching him in a stunning submission in the final minute of the first round. It was just Gamrot's second ever tap out, and it sent the MMA world into a frenzy. MMA pundits are going wild over Salkild's performance, with Brendan Schaub calling him a monster and saying he looked elite and ready for a top three spot in the division. Bilal Muhammad agrees, stating that a 155-pound division has another contender. This is Salkild's sixth win in as many UFC appearances, and he's finished four of his last five opponents. Salkild's win is a huge statement in the lightweight division, and it's got everyone talking. He's proven himself to be a force to be reckoned with, and it's clear that he's got the skills to compete with the best of the best. This is a big win for Salkild, and it's set him up for a potential title shot in the near future. Gamrot, on the other hand, is left to ponder what went wrong. He was expected to dominate the fight, but Salkild had other plans. Gamrot's loss is a setback for him, but it's also a testament to Salkild's skills and determination. For Salkild, this win is just the latest chapter in his impressive UFC career. He's quickly become one of the most feared fighters in the lightweight division, and it's clear that he's here to stay. Up next, ninth from MMA Fighting, Quillen Salkild snatches rear naked choke to finish Mateos Gamrot in first round in UFC Vegas 120 main event. Quillen Salkild has officially arrived as a serious contender at lightweight following his victory over Mateos Gamrot in the UFC Vegas 120 main event. Undefeated thus far in his UFC career, Salkild was supposed to face his toughest test to date on Saturday, but outside of a leg lock attempt from Gamrot early in the opening round, the Australian had his way with the veteran top 10 fighter. After battering Gamrot on the feet, Salkild decided to show off his ground game after scoring a perfectly timed takedown and then eventually transitioning to take the back. And then, 10th from PFT Alt, Aaron Rodgers says Mike Tomlin helped restore his love for the game. Aaron Rodgers loves football. Before last season, he didn't love it as much as he once did. His experience with Mike Tomlin helped rekindle it. In a Saturday interview with Sirius XM NFL Radio, Pat Kerwin asked how he can walk away from a game he loves. "I do love it, yeah," Rodgers said. "I'm also 42. I played 22 years. I played three in college. I've never had a fall to myself. I want to start a family with my wife, you know? I think you just have to know when it's time. And you know, there's been times in the last three off seasons where I felt like maybe it is time. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com."